Mr. President, I'm so glad to hear you.
Well, I'm glad to hear you. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. You just got a spry in your voice. I'm just wonderful. I didn't know whether you was feeling well or not, and I didn't want to bother you, and I just took on your wife to tell her how much we loved you.
You couldn't do anything that I wouldn't approve of.
Well, that's the way I feel about you.
I think you're doing a good job.
Well, I just hope you're taking care of yourself. And
And
you know that there's anything in the world that would make you happy, let me know it. I'll try to do it.
I'll feel just like that. I'll do it, and do it too. God. I don't know of anything right now.
Well, you take care of yourself, and God bless you, and I want you to know we're thinking of you.
Well, thank you.
I was talking to your friend Jim Webb, and he told me a story. He said he came in to see you the morning after Philadelphia, and he had been nominated, and he handed you a letter to signed impounding the funds for the 70 Group Air Force that they'd appropriated you hadn't asked for, and they'd run over you. He said, now, Mr. President, take your time on signing that one, because that's showing the executive can impound the money of the Congress, and it's pretty important precedent. Said you took your pen and very firmly signed Harry S. Truman and handed it back to him and said, Jim, I want you to remember this. There never was a more independent man sat in this chair, and even if I have got a campaign ahead of me, I'm not going to give any quarter to these sons of bitches been talking about me and Margaret. So I thought that's pretty good. I said, I want to hear his voice again.
I'm glad you want to talk to me.
We all love you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.